All right, KX93.5, really happy to bring you live music in the middle of the day. Inspired and The Sleep are in studio. They're joining us for the second time, veterans of our show. They have a gig tonight at the Poorhouse in Oceanside. It's a free show. We'll talk more about that, but we're going to hear them play live. This may be one you know if you're a fan of our station. It's called In My Labyrinth Mind, and they're going to do it live and acoustic now, Inspired in The Sleep, whenever you're ready.
Like a dog brought out to play, a spindle wife, makeup and doll, bright plastic scenes compose our life and renovate it now. I discard the toys back in the box and you'll call my bluff. Life's the chime of ticking clocks. Stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through. In my labyrinth mind, free within the cage. No boss can know what's in the mind. Actor on a stage. To the script and say your lines to keep it guessing. Which trail leads you and exit out? I'm just accepting that these smiles are filled with my own doubts. Stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through. I'm a lassie stripped to my as these titles proceed to one in my love in my mistake. If you want to, can't help the things that put you through. Ooh, in my love in my.
Inspired in the Sleep, live on KX93.5. Welcome back. Nice to have you, dudes.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Bryce and Max from the band doing this thing with just two instruments and one vocal. Very bare.
Yeah, yeah. I called Bryce couple days ago. I'm like, what are we going to do on Friday?
He's all, make sure you practice. And just there. I hit that note I was supposed to practice.
Did you practice?
I guess not enough.
Bryce had a little hiccup on the bridge, but other than that,
I think it might have been your fault, Max. I'm not sure.
It's probably my fault.
Yeah. Isn't it hard to like do a rhythm, like play bass and sing at the same time?
You know, it's weird because it took me a little bit. Just the rhythmic thing is very tough. Back when I was first starting, it took me a little bit to get a hang of it. But now it's so weird. It's like for the last 6 months, I've been playing keys and sampler in the band, and I always played bass for years. And then in the last couple shows, I'm back on bass, and I'm like so much more comfortable doing that and singing. And
I have a hard enough time clapping along to a song, so I imagine that playing and singing bass at the same time. I don't know, man. Yeah. Pretty tough. Well, you got a gig tonight, Oceanside. It's at the Poorhouse. It's totally free. You're playing with a band called Sights and Sages. Mm-hmm. And you've had some new stuff pop up since we saw you last.
Yeah,
you just released a new single.
A new song, first time last month.
So I imagine, do you guys have day jobs too? Are you trying to make this all work? Or
I do. Max just recently left his day job.
Oh, congratulations, Max.
I have like an afternoon job.
Okay.
I get up around 11 a.m.
Do you work
most
at Blockbuster?
I write music for TV.
Cool.
And do a bunch of different freelance things and music things.
So music is definitely the career for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what about you, Bryce? What do you do?
I lifeguard down at Camp Pendleton on Del Mar Beach. Max actually used to work there for, 5 years?
Yeah.
So we worked there together and I'm still there.
This is going to be a busy weekend for you.
It is.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Saturday through Tuesday I'll be there.
Right on. Okay. Cool. Well, I know that you guys are on your way to making this, hopefully, the full-time profession, not having to lifeguard, right?
That's the idea.
That's the goal.
And how do you feel it's going? Like, when you released the new song, did you notice maybe more of a surge this time around than when you released the stuff last time? Like, are more and more people catching on?
Yeah, yes and no. I think I always want more out of releases, you know?
Sure.
I always want them to do really well, and more often than not, but then... Then like it's like when you least expect it, really cool things like come through, and so we're having some cool things. I think if we were gonna make it a full time thing, we'd have to get more into the sync world and getting stuff on like movies and stuff like that. And we've had some of that.
Yeah, placements is where it's at.
Yeah,
it's been
getting better and better, especially now that I live in LA. So so it's always surprising. Different opportunities that come up.
How do you guys make that work? You're in San Diego. You're in LA. You're basically in a relationship as a band.
Yeah. We got to be picky.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your girlfriend left for college, you know?
Yeah. Right. And you guys are trying to stay together despite all the odds.
We call every night. Usually ends with tears.
FaceTime.
Yeah. No, it's working out. We just have to be picky with gigs. Like I think when I first moved up there and I like wanted to get into the club circuit in LA, we played our good handful of like crappy LA shows. And now it's kind of like, now it's like, okay, Bryce, like, I'm not going to come up unless we do something cool and vice versa. You know, we're
Bryce
not
is
go
like,
down
it's
to,
3 hours.
We're not going to go down to San Diego if, you know, we don't have something cool lined up. But yeah.
Well, then it's a rare show tonight. People should take advantage of being able to see you for sure.
And we don't like overplay then too, which is cool.
So. Cool. So tell us about the new single, which I know we're going to hear in a moment. It's called The First Time. So what's it all about and all that?
So pretty much all the last year and a half, we've just been producing new music and we're always trying to revamp the sound. And the band's been so many different... It was like been so many different genres. It started out and it was like this kind of lo-fi... Well, it started out, it was like kind of a prog band that we had, that me and Bryce had when we were just out of high school. And then... That kind of ended, and then it went to this like lo-fi solo project thing, and then that kind of ended. We went back to the band, and then last EP was very dark, and then this EP is like very hi-fi and bright and like just very refined. I feel
the Beatles did that too.
Yeah,
you know, you're fine. You're in good company. So where have we ended up with First Time? How do you describe that one?
Probably kind of more on the pop.
We worked with this producer named Steven Gomez who really kind of took all the experimental ideas we had and like helped us focus it and like what makes the most sense for the song, and it all centers around the vocal a lot more too. It's all so in that sense, it's a lot more in the pop world.
Cool. Well, I guess we should hear it instead of talk about it.
Yeah.
Inspired in the Sleep are live and acoustic in studio. We're going to hear their new single right now called First Time. Whenever you guys are ready, please take it away.
Not the best with words, it's true. The thoughts, they don't seem to cut through. And there's so much to be said. I know sometimes I bring you down. There are no answers that I've found, ruminating in my head. Don't take me for someone who gave you up that easy. I might not be the biggest catch, but I don't care anymore. I got you nervous for the first time. It's not the easiest to get inside. I feel the warmth that you provide. My job to keep you safe. It's funny how these things turn out. I said I loved you with no doubt. A simple thing, so hard to say. But don't take me for someone who gave you up that easy. Might not be the biggest catch, but I don't care anymore. Caught you nervous for the first time. It's not the easiest to get inside. I feel the warmth that you provide. I see it happen, you know the sign. I caught you nervous for the first time. To get inside, oh, I ain't a thing the warmth that you provide. I see it happen, you know the sun. I caught you nervous for the first time. It's not the easiest to get inside. I feel the warmth that you provide. I see it happen, you know the sun. I caught you nervous for the first time. Get inside, oh, I ain't a thing the warmth that you provide. I see it happening all the time.
It ended. Hey, Inspired in the Sleep, live in studio on KX93.5. I wasn't ready. I was zoned out. Yeah. Thank you, guys. That was totally awesome. Glad to hear the new single First Time. I imagine the recorded version is quite a bit different than that.
Just a little.
Yeah, I would guess so. And then tell me a little bit of what it's about. I mean, I kind of got some of the inklings, but what's the subject matter of that one?
It's about, I think, the start of a relationship, you know? I kind of think over the, you know, years of dating and relationships and stuff, and the more you go through, you kind of get a little more guarded, I think. And then it's really scary when you find someone new and you like care about them. And so... that's kind of like this. It was like the start of this relationship, and there were some things that were happening that weren't very positive, but it was kind of like, I'm not going to give up kind of thing. So
cool. I think people can relate to that.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah.
So again, the show tonight, Poor House, Oceanside, 9 p.m., Inspired in the Sleep, and you're playing with Sights and Sages, and it is totally free. Where can people find the new single? Where can people look you up? All that stuff.
Spotify.
Yeah, we like to send people to Spotify.
Cool.
That's kind of our
easiest
thing. Yeah. But it's all over. SoundCloud and
Apple Music, right?
Apple, yeah. So
right on. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming
back.
And
thanks for having us.
Making your trek down and making a stop over at our station. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Inspired in the Sleep, that's Bryce and Max, acoustic in studio. We'll have this podcast online shortly. And again, catch him tonight in Oceanside, 9 p.m. at the Poor House.